Uhuru, welcome to Reparations in Action, the show produced by the African People's Solidarity Committee on Uhuru Radio, the online voice of the International African Revolution. My name is Wendy Snyder, and I'm the local organizer in Oakland, California, for the African People's Solidarity Committee and the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. And we are broadcasting live from our new studio in Richmond, California, in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Uhuru.
So we have Bill Canada engineering today. And today we'll be discussing our work participating in a very important fundraiser for the African People's Education and Defense Fund, which is Uhuru Pies. And this is our 30th year of this fundraiser on the West Coast. We're going to play an interview with Iranif Afoma, the president of the African People's Education and Defense Fund. And then we'll be speaking here live with Maureen Wagner, who is the coordinator of Uhuru Pies. So I just wanted to remind our listeners who have been tuning in over the last several weeks that the Philadelphia Day in Solidarity with African People is taking place on Saturday, November 6th. And we're going to say a little bit about that campaign because it's a national campaign to raise $10,000 for the programs of the Uhuru movement. We always start this program by expressing our appreciation to the African People's Socialist Party and the Uhuru movement for giving us this time on Uhuru Radio to discuss our work and to talk with you. And the African People's Solidarity Committee was created as a way to organize white solidarity, political and material solidarity that is principled with the worldwide struggle of African people for liberation under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party. We've been in the middle of a very exciting campaign from coast to coast in the United States, calling on white people, North Americans, European peoples everywhere to participate in reparations in action. We've been out in the streets holding house events, movie nights, talking to North Americans who come to our food booths at the farmers markets, the festivals, about actively participating in the work of reparations and supporting the campaigns and programs of the Uhuru movement. So I just wanted to say a little bit about reparations in action because this is an ongoing campaign and it includes the work that we've done to build the events of a day in solidarity with African people. And it includes our push for membership in the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. It includes right now a very important fundraiser of Uhuru Pies, which I've mentioned. This is the 30th year that we're going into in the Bay Area. And this campaign that we'll be talking about involves hundreds of peoples in the baking and selling of several thousand delicious pies throughout the Bay Area. So another campaign that we need to mention is the Uhuru Online Auction that is also in November and is a national fundraiser for the African People's Education and Defense Fund and opens up, as does the Uhuru Pies, the ability for people everywhere to donate and support the economic development work of APEDF, which is African People's Education and Defense Fund. Part of reparations in action is also we're pushing, the Uhuru Pies is going to push through towards the end of the year, and we are going to we are inviting right now, in fact, people from everywhere to come to the African People's Solidarity Committee National Conference in St. Petersburg, Florida, which will be at the beginning of January. And we're inviting people right now to come and make plans to attend. It's where we come together as a national organization from all over the U.S. and soon all over the world to strengthen this movement of genuine revolutionary solidarity from the white community with African liberation. So today, as I've said, we're going to focus on Uhuru Pies, which we participate in as members of the African People's Solidarity Committee and the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, and it is a very important fundraiser for the African People's Education and Defense Fund. This pie fundraiser physically takes place in the San Francisco Bay Area, the Tampa Bay Area in Florida, but people can participate from wherever they are, and we will we will talk about that. I wanted to start off with the program talking a little bit. There was a tremendous festival yesterday. It was called Uhuru Wellness Festival Health Uprising. This took place in East Oakland at Arroyo Viejo Park. And its stated mission was to overturn the death verdict imposed on the African community and to take control of the question of health. And I thought it would be important to clearly understand the importance of this issues, of these issues, and why we must take this on from the white community, to look at a few of the government's, U.S. government's own statistics. And these statistics come from the Alameda County Department of Health, who last year, the Department of Health in Alameda County, which is where Oakland is located, published a report called Life and Death from Unnatural Causes. And these are some facts that should, I feel, make white people, people in the white community, stop for a minute and will hopefully make us feel the need to participate in a fundraiser like Uhuru Pies. So I'm going to read a few of the statistics. We've talked about this on Uhuru Radio before, and it is important. They state that compared with a white child in the Oakland Hills, an African child in West Oakland is 1.5 times more likely to be born premature or with a low birth rate. And that as a toddler, this same child is 2.5 times more likely to be behind in vaccinations. And by the fourth grade, this child is 4 times less likely to read at grade level and is likely to live in a neighborhood with twice the concentration of liquor stores and more fast food outlets. Ultimately, this adolescent is 5.6 times more likely to drop out of school and less likely to attend a 4-year college than a white adolescent. As an adult, he or she will be 5 times more likely to be hospitalized for diabetes, twice as likely to be hospitalized for and to die of heart disease, and 3 times more likely to die of a stroke, twice as likely to die of cancer. So, born in West Oakland, this is an African child growing up, can expect to die almost 15 years earlier than a white person born in the Oakland Hills. So this isn't, you know, this is pretty striking. This is the government. These are the government's own statistics, and this report actually addresses many other aspects of the conditions that the African community faces. Not, of course, it's not only in Oakland. This is the scenario that African people face everywhere, as a consequence of the theft of African people from Africa and the ongoing colonialism and exploitation that creates wealth for the white community. We can look at the massive imprisonment of African people, the environmental conditions where the African community is faced with the most toxic neighborhoods, and the lack of access to healthy food. These conditions exist in East and West Oakland, like many other African communities. So yesterday's Uhuru Wellness Festival Health Uprising was extremely important. And some things about the festival: the festival included a dental screening, acupuncture information, chiropractic information and demonstration, soul food booth vendor, African children's books and dolls, which are extremely important in the schools, which still do not, as many know, do not reflect African culture and African history. There were speakers from Henry Clark, who is a longtime friend of the Uhuru movement, is an African leader in Richmond, who spoke from the West Contra Costa County Toxics Coalition and has been battling the oil companies here and also on the continent of Africa, spoke. And the keynote speaker was Irana Fafoma. And she, like I said, is the president of the African People's Education and Defense Fund. So we thought it would be very important to be able to talk with Aranif and specifically about APDF's programs, because everyone that is participating in the work of Uhuru Pies needs to understand the significance of of the fundraiser, what where the money goes, and what this organization is all about. So I had a chance to speak with Arana Fofoma at Arroyo Viejo Park yesterday. So we're going to tune into that interview.
Uhuru, so thank you, Arana Fofoma, for being here. Arana is the president of the African People's Education and Defense Fund, and she's here in Oakland, California for the Uhuru Wellness Festival Health Uprising. I just want to appreciate your taking the time to be interviewed, Arana.
Oh, thank you, Wendy, and thank you for inviting me to the Health Uprising. It's one of the most important events that's going on right now in this community, because one of the things that we know that we have to take back our health, that we have to be in control of our community, and things that that affect us as a community, African people. So this is an important event. I'm just really glad to be out here as well.
Great. So we have, we're discussing Uhuru Pies today on the Reparations in Action show, and Uhuru Pies is a fundraiser for the African People's Education and Defense Fund. And I wonder if you could just give a brief history of APDF for people who may not know that history.
Okay, APDF is a nonprofit organization of the Uhuru movement, and our goal is really simple. It is to deal with the health and education disparities that exist in our community, because for African people, we are dying at alarming rates from preventable and curable diseases. I was just talking a moment ago about just looking at Alameda County, for example, of the high rate of infant mortality, death among African women and their children. And just looking at that, Alameda County leads the nation in the high rate of cancer and strokes, and that and even children dying of asthma. For every 1,000 people afflicted with asthma, that our children, is the number is 195 for every 1,000 people, which means that it's conditions that exist that make that makes that possible, that we should not have in this country. The fact that our children are dying is because no one cares, and we have to take control of that, so that we have to have what we call a health uprising, not only here in Oakland, but all over, because that's the only way we're going to have self-determination and liberation, is that we organize. And one of the things that APDF is about is organizing our community, whether it's dealing with education and healthcare issues, but, you know, putting on forums and events such as this so that we can help organize and empower our community. We have the, we have here in Oakland, California, the Uhuru furniture that's over 20 years old, which is historical, and it's a real victory for the organizing work that has been put into that we still exist. We don't get any federal funds for anything that we do. Everything that we do is by organizing and the political work that we're about, and that's what this event was about. So we have the Uhuru furniture here in Oakland, and in St. Petersburg we have the Tyrone Community Gym there in St. Petersburg, as well as the Wellness Center. We have the Healthy Connection, a newsletter that we put out that it goes to over 10,000 people that we mail it out to, just dealing with issues of like health care and just tips about how we can, you know, better our lives. And then in Philadelphia, we have, and we also have a Uhuru House, a national embassy, I call it the Embassy of the African World, exists there in St. Petersburg. And then in Philadelphia, we have Uhuru Furniture and Collectibles as well, that's doing a phenomenal job as well. So these are some of the institutions that we are involved in. And APDF is going to be involved in a lot more things in the community. We're going to do a health uprising in St. Petersburg, and that's one of the mandates that we called for at the beginning of the year, was that every area where APDF exists have to begin to do programs in the community to talk about the conditions in the community, because as you can see, people want to know what's going on. People want to be empowered, and that's what we're about. Our mission is to empower our community.
Great, thank you. And I know you mentioned the community gym in Florida. I just thought maybe it'd be good for listeners to know why it's called Taiwan Lewis Community Gym.
Taiwan Community Gym came about because in 1996, and this is not something that's new or different. I just want to really emphasize that it's because they had a policy just like all over the country of police containment, that they build these, they destroy our communities for white businesses, white people to come back into the city, into the city itself. And so as a result of that, they had a policy of police containment, which means that they target our community and our youth, so that in 1996, Tyrone Lewis was a young, baby-faced 18-year-old that was stopped by the St. Petersburg police in his car, and at the end of that process, he was shot dead, and the community rose up, and that's because the community understood clearly the conditions that our people face, where they had destroyed the living patterns in our community. We had thriving communities there, and they built a baseball dome there, they took away the housing projects that people knew and grew up in. They destroyed our whole community, so people kind of knew that, and they made promises that they had no way, that they knew that they weren't going to keep. So, and then as a result of his death, people rose up and fought back, because oppressed people will fight back. And because of that, and because of the work that we have been doing in St. Petersburg for over 30 years, starting with JOMO, the African People's Socialist Party, the Uhuru Movement, we are entrenched there. And when we fought back, we began to demand economic development inside our community. And so part of the economic development that we were demanding was that we wanted to have, a lot of times our institutions that we have to go to are outside our community. And we wanted to have a place that people could go to, a gym. And because we fought the city, we fought for the community block grant funds that goes to every city to deal with the poverty inside a community. And these grants are supposed to go to the African community, but 9 times out of 10 it goes to places like the Hilton and white businesses that don't serve the needs or even speak to the aspiration of our community. And so we raised a campaign to get the community block grant fund, not because we needed the money for the gym, but because we wanted to show the way, to lead the way, that we have to be able to have access to those resources. So we had a building, we had equipment, and we fought the city to get the gym. And so we won that victory, and the city at the time, they tried every trick in the book to stop us. And one of the things that they put in last roadblock was that they wanted us to name it after maybe Martin Luther King, etc. Because prior to the Tyrone Community Gym, we were located at the old Hoorah House. That has now been renovated, but we have called it a black gym of our own that people took pride in. But when we moved it and got the building with our own funds and bought the building, we wanted to have a first-class gym. And so they wanted us to name it after, like I said, someone, and we decided
that they approved.
And so we said, okay. And so and then one of the councilmen, and just the council, just white nationalist politics of the city, thought that we was going to just name it, something like Martin Luther King, which is okay. But we decided to name it the Tyrone Community Gym, and they had a fit because they had made that as a stipulation, and we had followed that stipulation. But it was not the name that they wanted. And so it was a real victory, and people were really excited that we won that. As a result, we was able to put up the gym. But then once we got those funds, the city, the government and the city changed the rules of engagement so that now those funds are no longer there. Now you have to match it dollar for dollar. If you want, you know, $17,000, you got to come up with $17,000. Of course, it's just another way, because they make the rules and they change the rules to fit their benefit. And so that's how we came up with the name. That's how we got the name Tyrone Community Gym there.
Okay, thanks for explaining that. That our listeners want to know more about the commercial kitchen, because that's what one of the things that I know we've been immediately raising funds for through Huru Pies. Can you talk a little bit about the significance of the commercial kitchen that's being built, and even as it stands to be a prototype for the type of economic development institutions that can be in places like Oakland?
Right. And it's going to be, and I'm glad you mentioned that, the kitchen itself, the commercial kitchen, is going to be located at our renovated building, but not just the kitchen. We're also going to have a recording studio there. It's going to be called the Biko Lumumba Production Studio as well. But we want to put both of those down on the ground this year. That's our goal, to put them both down. But the whole purpose of it is to address the problems in our community where our people, we don't have jobs. You know, the high unemployment rate, while they say that nationwide is something like 12%, in our community, in the African community, it's over 50% of our people that don't have jobs. And so what we want to do is make it accessible. We want to have so that people that want to sell their products, you know, through flea markets, that they have a licensed kitchen, a first-class licensed kitchen that they can come to in order to, you know, to have their goods and to sell it. And that way it brings money back into our own community, because a lot of times money is extracted out of our community, taken to the white community. And you see how beautiful other communities are, but we come to our communities because we have been marginalized and resources have been taken out. So we want to have that kitchen there so that people can begin to make money. We have to think about creative ways that our community can survive, especially during this economic crisis that has affected our whole people. It's always been bad, and we have to come up with ways to help our people survive. And this is one way that we want to do it, not only through the kitchen, but through the recording studio as well, so that people, young people, that want to produce music because, you know, our music, our culture has been taken away from us and commercialized and made into something else, that we want to give those people the opportunity to make music, to sell their music, to take control back over the culture that exists in our community, so that they can live, because we have so much talent. We just saw the brother locksmith here that grew up with Uhuru in the Bay Area, that grew up right down the street, and he was influenced by the Uhuru house when we had the Uhuru, when we had the building here, which we still do, that we had talent come through Uhuru house, and they grew up listening to the politics, you know, and you know, they grew up listening to Tupac, you know, Shakur, and so that's what we want to bring to St. Petersburg, that young people can not only, you know, produce their music, come in and, you know, record and sell, but also with the commercial kitchen, we want to demonstrate, we want to show how to, you know, do, you know, cooking and have video shows we can put on the air. We want to have healthy food that we can produce, and as part of, you know, they have what they call $2 challah in St. Petersburg. It's just greasy, nasty food, you know, that they slap together. We want to do the same thing, but we want to have healthy food that they can get and take out in the morning time, because there's no money. You know, we still got to eat. Even though there's no money, we still got to eat. And we want and also provide healthy food, because we know what the health conditions are in our community, that we're dying at a alarming rates, and we gotta overturn that. The government is not going to do that. And nor should we look for them to do that. You know, we have to be able to empower our community. We have to build what we call dual and contending power, so that we begin to address all the different aspects and needs within our community.
Right, that's wonderful. So I think the last question I just want to ask is, so we're talking about Uhuru pies, and here in the Bay Area, this has been a real tradition among people. We're expanding it this year because we're really reaching out, networking with all kinds of groups and all kinds of individuals, taking this fundraiser to not only come and bake, but really to network, to sell the pies. And I guess maybe you want to just say something specific around that, like why should people here get involved with raising money for APDF, and what's the significance of that?
And one of the things I mentioned earlier is that everything that we get it through donation, and we get it through fundraising, and Uhuru Pies is one way that we fund the different programs that we have, you know, throughout the country. And like you said, it is a tradition. I was just amazed by the people that's been coming up to the booth that want to sell, you know, have taste testing, you know, here, because it's something that people are familiar with. You know, the pies are delicious. You know, African people help develop the recipe for that. So we want that to go, you know, to take it back out in the community. And the goal of 2,500 pies is amazing. And not only are we doing that here, but we're also doing it in St. Petersburg as well, that we're going to be doing events kicking off this grand campaign to raise resources, because like I said, that if we cannot be controlled by the government and the cutbacks, that we have to provide and bring people in to serve the needs of our community. So this is going to be really amazing. Like I said, I've seen people come up to the booth and going to be selling pies. Someone just said they're going to sell 80 pies here, and I want to say woo-woo, you know, and, you know, which is going to be a real challenge for us in St. Petersburg. We got to, you know, step it up, because, you know, Oakland is making it competitive, and I just want to send a challenge out to St. Petersburg that we got to step it up, because we got people from the Muslims to just ordinary people that came up to the table today to say they're going to, you know, sell X numbers of pies. So St. Pete, we can't be left behind, so we got to step up to the challenge as well.
All right. So, yeah, I really appreciate you speaking with me, Aranev, and just, I think it's really significant. We participate in Uhuru Pies from the Uhuru Solidarity Movement as part of our campaign around reparations in action, because we, you know, we understand that this is not a charity, that this is African self-determination that we're supporting on every level. And so, you know, I really appreciate being a part of this, and thank you so much for talking to us today, Aranev.
Thank you. I just want to say woo-woo to all the comrades here in the Bay Area. This is such an important place for us, and, you know, just keep up the great work, and, you know, all the comrades that came out today, you know, just, it's just been amazing. So woo-woo, thank you.
Thank you.
Uhuru, you're listening to Reparations in Action. And again, just to let our listeners know who are just tuning in, we were hearing from Aranev Afoma, who is the president of the African People's Education and Defense Fund. She spoke to me yesterday at Arroyo Viejo Park in East Oakland, where the Uhuru Wellness Festival Health Uprising took place. So as you can see, the Uhuru Pies is a grassroots fundraiser for a grassroots community organization that supports African self-determination. And hopefully that came through clear to you. Thank you for Aranev for that interview. I wanted to let our listeners know that you can email us at dj@uhururadio.com. We would love to get your emails today. We are going to be interviewing and talking to Maureen Wagner in just a minute about the important work of Uhuru Pies. First, I would like to take a couple minutes to just let our listeners know, if you don't know already, about the campaign to free Diop Olugbala. This is a very, very serious campaign. Diop Olugbala is the international president of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, and he could be facing 10 years in prison on a bogus charge. This charge came down, a felony charge came down on him for his work in exposing the murderous government of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia is well known for the police killings of African people, and Diop Olugbala is guilty of nothing except for the crime of organizing his community against this criminal government. So we want to call on people. There is an important call-in that you must do. All the information is on uhurunews.com, but I wanted to let people know who maybe might not be near a computer, that you can call and email the judge. The judge's name is Roxanne Covington. And tomorrow, which is Monday and Tuesday, October 11th and 12th, this is very critical because the sentencing is this Wednesday. So we want people to call in. The phone number is 215-683-7142. That's 215-683-7142. There's also an email that maybe it's a long email, but I'm going to go ahead and read it. It's tdaccrimssupport@courts.philla.gov. So we want you to call, to email, to tell the judge to reverse Diop's conviction. There should be no charges and no sentences. And the calls have been very effective throughout this case. They have forced the state to change judges three times, which is very significant. We need to let this judge know that we're not going to stop fighting until Diop is free. We also want to let Uhuru News know that we called. So after you call or email, you need to copy your letters or send a quick email to editor@uhurunews.com. And that's really important. So we know that movement-wide, all around the world, that people are calling for the freedom for Diop Olugbala. So thanks for participating in that. And we are going to turn to our interview with Maureen Wagner, and I'd like to welcome Maureen Wagner into our Bay Area studio here. Uhuru, Maureen.
Uhuru, Wendy, thanks for hosting today's show, and Uhuru, Bill, thank you for engineering today's show. Just really appreciated that interview with President Ron Fofoma.
All right. So we are going to get into the nitty-gritty of Uhuru Pies, and we heard a bit about what Uhuru Pies supports, but I'm wondering, Maureen, if you can say just a quick history of Uhuru Pies as a fundraiser for APDF, and also where the funds go.
Uhuru Pies was started in 1981 in Oakland, California, and it was a response to a call from the African People's Socialist Party and the Uhuru Movement for the North American community to provide resources for the programs for freedom and control of resources of African people. At that time, the Uhuru House was being opened up in Oakland, California, so it really helped fund that first Uhuru House Community Center, which is now a well-known institution in Oakland, California. It's actually moved to a building that is owned by the African People's Education Defense Fund. It's an organizing center for African people to come in and address all the issues that face the community, some of which we've already discussed today, some of which Aranif pointed out. And so it was a really important fundraiser, and it's like food is just a really good way to raise money. It gets to the people. It allows you to have conversations that you might not have otherwise, and especially at the time of a holiday when that is so centered around food. So it was started in 1981 with just a couple recipes, and then it grew. And as you heard in the interview with Aranif, Some of the recipes were developed by the African community, and especially the sweet potato pie recipe, which is a traditional African pie. And that recipe was tried and tested and developed and redeveloped by women, especially from the African community. I remember Ranaf working on that recipe herself with some other women. So it was the best of all the recipes that came out of the community. And to this day, it is a favorite of Uhuru Pies buyers. So that's where it started in 1981. And the pies were just so well received. And it was such a positive way also to organize support from people volunteering that it grew, and in the mid-1990s, it became a really important fundraiser for the African People's Education and Defense Fund. So the pies are growing this year, and we're really trying to step it up. Our goal this year, as you heard Aranov say, is to sell 2,500 pies in Northern California, and our goal in Florida is to sell 400 pies. But the difference this year is that we're doing it only in November. We want to really use it as a way to develop the influence and the knowledge of the African People's Education Defense Fund, the programs, how it's addressing the conditions in the African community. So we want to really push it out. And what it requires is it requires networking. It requires going into the community. So when we say we're going to sell 2,500 pies in Northern California, what we're really saying is the community of Northern California is going to sell 2,500 pies, not just, you know, a few people that might come to a meeting or something like that. Right. So that's the kind of work we've been doing since March, really, in Northern California, going places, letting people know about this, contacting businesses, people who say they're for social justice or economic development. You know, will you participate in this pie campaign? Will you have a pie tasting at your business, at your church, at your temple, you know, whatever, your organization, in your living room? And not just a pie tasting, but learn about the African People's Education and Defense Fund. Here are some of the things that Aranov just said. Learn where the money goes. And it's just really important because African People's Education and Defense Fund, as you heard in Arana's presentation, has such a track record of success in developing these types of programs in the African community and is really dedicated to the health and welfare and freedom of African people. So the pies have become a real tradition for many people. And right away, people start saying, when can I get my pie? Where can I get my pie? That's one part of it. The other part of it is the volunteer aspect of it. And every year, hundreds of people volunteer with the Uhuru Pies. We get student groups, we get families, we get individuals, we get people with skills, we get people without skills, and everybody has a place in Uhuru Pies. So it's really a tradition. It has a lot of supporters. It's been helping to raise resources for the programs of the African People's Education and Defense Fund. And we say it's the original progressive holiday tradition. So those are our goals for this year, and we want to call on everybody who has any way to participate in this campaign from either Northern California or the Florida area or any place in the country to participate.
Great. Thank you. I think that was really, really an excellent explanation of Uhuru Pies. And I think you said a little bit about the plan already, but do you want to say a little more, because the plan is somewhat different than years in the past.
Well, the plan this year is we're going to have the pies available basically from November 19th to the 24th. And what we're calling for the community to do is to take orders to sell pies just for Thanksgiving. So if you work in a company and you are close with your staff or your employees or your coworkers, you know, find a time to do a brown bag lunch or something like that. Have Uhuru Pies come in. You can taste some of them. That will sell them flat out. And right. You can also learn about APDF. So this is what we're trying to do. We want to talk to and reach as many people as possible, and then have you also go out further. Do you know people who might want to sell Uhuru Pies? So people minimally can sell 10 pies. It's not hard. If you have 5 friends and get each of them to buy 2 pies, that's 10 pies. And most people buy 2 pies or more. So we're doing that. We're also really consolidating the production of it so that we can really be in the community and be doing outreach. We want businesses to set up tables. You could set up a table in the lobby of your business, and people could have pre-ordered, or we could have some extra pies there that people could buy on the days before holiday. We want to call on people during the week of Thanksgiving. Take the week off before the holidays. Usually that's a slow time at most businesses anyway. So take the week off and join us and be a part of this campaign. You can be on the phones, you can be in the kitchen, you can be on the street and organizing Uhuru Pies.
Excellent.
So I think that's some of what you're talking about. We've been doing outreach booths, as you heard Aranif mention the booth at the Wellness Festival yesterday. And it's so clear that all kinds of people of all nationalities, from the North American community to the African community to the Asian community that is really large here in Northern California, really want to be a part of this, not just because it's pies, but because it's the African People's Education and Defense Fund. So every time we're out, we did a booth at the Eat Real Festival here in Oakland. More than 24 people signed up to either buy, sell, or bake Uhuru pies, and people could not get enough of that sweet potato pie. We kept running out. We went back to the kitchen 3 times and baked more pies. So this is the kind of outreach that we've been doing. It's really a part of the Reparations in Action campaign. It was really a part of our African People's Solidarity Day, or Day in Solidarity with African People. We just want everybody to know about Uhuru pies.
Yeah, I think that's excellent. And, you know, when I think back to when I first got involved with the Uhuru movement, it was Uhuru pies was one of the first things I did, and really showed me, you know, the type of work that we do that's really collective. That's hard work, but it's a lot of fun, and really gives us a way to talk to people about these issues and bring the question of social justice, African self-determination to this, you know, this holiday that we can talk about, you know, it not being a Thanksgiving, you know, that it's really something that we want to challenge fundamentally. But this is a way we can do that by supporting the campaigns of the African People's Education and Defense Fund. I know that it was the first time I actually had sweet potato pie myself was through the Uhuru movement, I believe, or maybe it was the first time I had some, you know, something that was not just pie, but really significant. So it stood out for me. So I appreciate what you're saying. This is going to be a great way that we network all throughout the Bay Area's plural, because we're talking about the San Francisco Bay Area and the Tampa Bay Area. So I guess there are two questions here. The first is, why should North Americans be a part of this campaign, this fundraiser, and support APDF? And then the second, which I think you can, you know, talk about after, is why should people come to California to participate? You mentioned people taking off work. We want people to actually get on a plane or a train or drive, you know, come and work with us, you know, during that Thanksgiving holiday. Like you said, a lot of people have time off. It's a slow time. It's a school break. You're not into finals yet. You have some time in your schedule, and this is a project that we want you want you here to participate in.
Well, first let me just say Uhuru pies, and I think you said this at the beginning of the show, and Aranif mentioned, this is not charity. And right. Even though a lot of charity fundraisers might look similar, this is really different, because what it is winning resources for programs that are owned and controlled by African people. It's not trying to put a Band-Aid on a problem. It is trying to really change and overturn certain conditions that exist. And the wealth that we experience in our society was built off of African people. It's so clear that is the case. And African people do not own and control their resources. So if you're talking about a situation in Oakland, California, where a black child will not expect to live as long as a white child by 15 years, you're talking about that inside of one city. Now, some people call that a disparity or an inequity, but we understand it's the conditions of African people not controlling and owning their own resources, and a public policy of police containment of the African community. So more and more you see the entire city budget of places like most urban places going towards police, no solutions to the African community. And the African People's Education and Defense Fund has a track record of building programs that are sustainable, that are long-term, that involve the community, they require the participation of the community, and they serve the community, the African community. So as white people, if we want to see any kind of justice in this society, we have to be looking at that reality and changing those conditions. And you see people, you know, go on solidarity trips or, you know, brigades to Africa, to Mexico, to Palestine. And we do not have to go that far to address the conditions of people who are oppressed. It's right here, sometimes right next door to us.
Right.
So if we're really genuine, let's start looking here at the African community, because otherwise we're stepping over that reality. And it is a really important part of even changing the reality that exists in those other places, because it is really central to the conditions in the U.S. and the ability of the U.S. to, you know, oppress people in other places. So it's really important to have that kind of perspective and to be honest about our relationship to the Black community. And if we are, then we know those resources have to go back. And what better way than to go back into programs developed, designed by, and for the benefit of the African community. So yeah, come to California.
Right.
You don't have to go.
We have people coming from, can you say, name the different places where people are coming from?
We have people coming from Pennsylvania. We have people coming from Oregon. We have people coming from Southern California and from Florida to Oakland, California. And if you're closer to St. Petersburg, Florida, go to St. Peters, Florida. If you're a baker, go to St. Petersburg, Florida, if you're anywhere near that area. And you don't even have to come here, but we really do want you here, because we need people out on those tables on the 19th through the 24th in the community talking. We have a lot of people who can volunteer, but we need people that, you know, can go through a training, be out on those tables, people who have skills, who can coordinate in the kitchen. We get hundreds, literally hundreds, of high school students who participate in this campaign every single year. It's one of their favorite community service projects. They tell you that when they come to the kitchen, and they understand what it's for. But if you're in the kitchen, you need more. The more coordinators you have with those students, the more productive they are, the more we can get the pies done faster. Right now we're thinking we might have to bake from 6 a.m. on Monday morning to 6 a.m. on Wednesday morning before Thanksgiving. That's 48 hours straight that we'll be in the kitchen. So if you're a night person, please come to California and help staff one of those shifts.
Yes, we need you. Great. Well, what if I don't live in the San Francisco or Tampa Bay area? What if I really cannot come, but I want to participate in this great campaign?
Well, first of all, selling 2,500 pies in Northern California and 400 pies in St. Petersburg is a big leap for us this year. It is more than double what we did last November, and it's even more than what we did last year in November and December. And as I mentioned earlier, we're only going to be doing November this year, partly so that we can consolidate the message and the outreach, but also because the Uhuru movement itself has lots of other fundraisers happening, including the Marcus Garvey cruise in December and the online auction. There's so many other things that are happening in December. So we are consolidating this campaign. We need people to sell the pies from wherever you are. So do you have family in California? Set up a personal pie page and tell them order their pies from you. They can pick them up at one of our sites here. Don't have family in California? We have a donate a pie component of this pie campaign, which is really awesome. What we do is we partner with charities in the Bay Area of California or St. Petersburg, and you can buy a pie that we will deliver to one of these particular charities that will serve families in need. So when they go to their Thanksgiving dinner at, you know, that center, they're going to get a really nice piece of pie for dessert. So we say it's a win-win-win situation. You have donated to the African People's Education and Defense Fund, which then funds the programs that Aranif laid out earlier, and it also serves somebody immediately. So you can get 10, 12 pies. If you're in New Hampshire, you could get your friends all together, buy 10 pies that we will deliver to a charity that will serve those people. You get 8 slices per pie, that's 80 people get a nice piece of pie for their Thanksgiving dinner. But also, if you're not in California and you have skills like HTML, internet skills, or you want to do phone banking, be a part of the virtual team in either area. So we need skills like that. There's all kinds of things that you can do by email, by website, by Facebook. Be a part of that.
Okay, great. So we just had a question come in, and it's about just the quality of the pies, and people, you know, people really, really, we're talking about the African People's Education Defense Fund. We're talking about the health, you know, of the African community. And of course we know that, you know, pies aren't necessarily the most
healthy food
that you can eat, but it's something really special that, that is part of, celebration and community. So can you talk a little bit about the ingredients of the pies and what we strive to do?
Yeah, we do five in Northern California. We do five flavors, and in Southern and in St. Petersburg area, we do three flavors. It's apple, blackberry, pecan, pumpkin, and the sweet potato. And I want to acknowledge like some of our business donors, because this year we're getting 30 cases of sweet potatoes donated by Deriva Farms out near Stockton. Mm-hmm. And that is, right now, potatoes are $25 a case here. Or almost $30 a case. Deal. That's nearly $1,000. So a lot of businesses also support Uhuru Pies. The pies are all in a vegan organic crust. So no trans fats, no dairy products. And in Northern California, we do have one vegan pie that is also low sugar. It's the blackberry pie. It's sweetened only with fruit juice and fruit sweeteners. The apples are organic, and we get them from Chinchilla Farms, who gives us a discount, the half price off the apples. And last year they were amazing apples. I switched my favorite last year to be apple pie because the product is local. It's organic. It's really, really healthy. But all of our recipes are completely trans fat free. We use only fresh ingredients, no preservatives, you know, nothing special added like that.
Great. So if I want to start selling pies, or if I want to buy a pie, even though, what are the ways that I can do those things?
So the first thing is you can write to either Oakland or St. Pete, STPETE, at uhurupies.org. Just write to us, and we'll tell you more. Then we also have your information. You can go online to uhurupies.org, and you can set up a personal profile that says what your goal is and a little short statement about your commitment to the African People's Education Defense Fund, or why it is that you want to sell Uhuru Pies. As you sell the pies, people can order from you in person or online, and you can watch your goals go up on the website. That will you can sign up now to do that, and the website will be completely available by Tuesday to order pies as well. So those are some of the things you can do. You can get a seller's packet from us, and as I mentioned earlier, set up a pie tasting at your church, your job, and your living room. Those are just some of the ways. But basically, the idea is make a commitment to sell Uhuru Pies and think of who do you know? Who do you know professionally? Who do you know personally? Everybody wants a pie.
Great. Yeah, I mean, I know that I've committed to sell 50 pies. We have people, I think our top goal right now from an individual pie seller is, what is it, 100?
100. Bakri Olatunji, who's an organizer out of the Uhuru House in Oakland, he sold 55 pies last year, and he's determined to sell 100 pies this year. Mm-hmm. So he's already, like, talking to everybody he works with.
Yeah, I mean, I know that in the past I've worked at jobs where people just, they go crazy, and I've been able to bring, you know, 50 plus pies to just to do my job the day before Thanksgiving. And it's just a really excellent fundraiser. We want to say some specific ways that people can participate. If you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, we want you to get involved now and come to a meeting. So can you say a little bit about upcoming meetings? And we also have bakers trainings that we want you to come to.
So in both areas of St. Petersburg and Oakland, the meetings are on Tuesday nights. And this Tuesday night in St. Petersburg, Florida, is a regional meeting, and it's going to be at 6 p.m. And if you're in the region there, you can call into 253-242-2484 and then punch in the code 90010. The code is 90010 pound. You can also email stpete@uhurupies.org if you didn't catch that information. Then their meetings in St. Petersburg are every Tuesday night at the Lakewood Church, which is 2601 54th Avenue South. And then following the meetings is phone bankings. We're having meetings at the kitchen where we're baking pies every Tuesday night, and that's at 1607 63rd Street at 7 p.m. And the meetings will have various themes. So this week we'll be talking a lot about the sales and outreach, and then the next week we're going to talk about how we distribute and produce and do all this production with 2,500 pies. Every Wednesday night between this Wednesday, October 13th, through the 17th of November in California, we will be having a pie training, a baking training. So you can come to one of those or you can come to all of those. And that will enable you to also be like an assistant baker in the kitchen, or if you have skills already, to be a head baker in the kitchen when we get to the big bake. So we also have big productions happening at the end of October 23rd and 24th in Oakland, California, all day during the day. 24th and 25th of October in St. Petersburg. We'll be doing a lot of our mixing in St. Pete, also November 7th, 8th, 15th, 23rd, and 24th. Big productions. In California, we'll be doing our apple production the 13th and 14th of November, and we'll be doing big productions starting the 17th of November through the 24th of November.
Excellent. So there are many ways for you to get involved, get your family involved, get your friends involved, and it's a great campaign. So I really appreciate this interview, Maureen. And
thank you, Wendy.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show today. Uhuru. So we're getting ready to close out. I did want to mention a couple things that are happening in Oakland. We, from the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, we will be participating in the mobilization to stop Oakland's gang injunction. That is happening. We wanted to put it out to people who can participate. That is happening next Friday, which is October 15th. There's a rally at City Hall at noon. There's a review at 2 p.m. So there is going to be a rally prior to that. And if you want to get information about that, you can email oakland@uhurusolidarity.org. This gang injunction is something we've talked about on the show before, and it is really Jim Crow. It's attack on the African community. It's part of the policy of police containment. We have to oppose that. And it's also part of gentrification, where African people have been pushed out of Oakland. The second thing is, we are going to be having a special November 1st meeting of Uhuru Solidarity Movement to get ready for the Meserly hearing, who is the ex-BART cop who murdered Oscar Grant. That sentencing is happening November 5th, so look for information about that. A Day in Solidarity with African People is happening in Philadelphia on Saturday, November 6th at the First Unitarian Church from 1 to 7 p.m. You can find out by looking at Uhuru News at uhurusolidarity.org. So get involved in Uhuru Pies. Thank you for listening to Reparations in Action, and thank you to our engineers and everybody who participated in this program. Uhuru.